as an artist, you have to do only things that can change your life.
Welcome to Push In, the Cinevic podcast. I'm your guest host, Grady Lawler, coming to you from the unceded territory of the Lekwungen-speaking peoples, otherwise known as beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. With us today on the show, we have European writer and director, Lukáš Hanulák. Born in former Czechoslovakia, we're lucky to have Lukáš now call Vancouver Island his home base. Welcome to Push In, Lukáš.
Thank you.
Scene one.
What would you say is the main difference between here and European filmmaking as a filmmaker?
I think it's, this is a good question, because when I was studying film, I remember I was not watching Steven Spielberg's movie or even I knew them because I was film fan from since my childhood. So I saw a lot of movies and from USA, but I was very influenced by, for example, Russian cinematography and also Polish cinematography. And it's different because the movies were more art than business. You know, it was also because they were funded, for example, by Soviets or Polish Communist Party or so on. But even so, it was pieces of art which were exploring the soul and so other things I'm interested in. And for example, my most favorite director in those times when I was student was Andrei Tarkovsky. And I was studying all his movies, like The Mother or others. And it was beautiful piece of art, you know. And then after school, I was more interested about other countries, and I was more interested about what's shooting in the USA and so on. But yeah, that's maybe why we are more darker in East Europe, that even the cinematography is similar to Scandinavian cinematography. So yeah, I think it's about connection with the soul, that we have very different connection, and it's caused because of the difference of language we use. Because Slavic language is totally different. We have for every word, we have at least 50 shapes of every word you can imagine. When you speak differently, when you use different words and you are connecting with different things in your head, and I think that's why we are different also in some way. And even the cinematography in East Europe was totally different than in other world. It was world of itself. Yeah, I really loved it. But then when I was older and older, I start to study other directors, and now my favorite directors are, you know, like Martin Scorsese or Terrence Malick, for example. I think that Terrence Malick is the guy who helped me to decide in my life that I want to study movie. So, you know, when I saw his movie Thin Red Line back in 1999 or so, and it was a piece of art, you know, and I realized that this is what I want to do.
How is the situation over there?
It depends, because I have a lot of friends, for example, also from Ukraine or from Russia, for example. When I lived in Prague, I did a crime TV show about Russian mafia. So I spent some time with Russian and Ukraine's people. And now I can see it's a huge tragedy for them and for all of them. It's really horrible. And a lot of very great artists, like Russian filmmakers or animators who are doing great stuff, now in these times cannot publish, you know. So this is a huge impact. But I want to say, and it's very important, that I think it's the right thing that the Russia is isolated now. So I think it's the right step, because we, as a West world, we are in a war, actually. We are in a war now.
Scene two.
Brand new to Vancouver Island, how did you go about finding a film community in Victoria?
On Facebook, I find that here the most popular, if I can say it, director is Arnold Lim. So I contacted him, and we had a Zoom call for maybe 1 hour, and we had a perfect chat. And he recommended me a few people, and he connected me with Joyce Klein. And Joyce recommended me to other people, and I met Leah Flack. Then I offered the project, the Empty Spaces script, the short film I did 1 year ago, that let's do it together, you know, I need help here. I know how to shoot, how to write, how to edit, how to create great movie, but I don't have networking here. You know, I don't know people. I need help. So yeah, definitely the local film community was the best thing for shooting this movie.
With an established career as a director in Eastern Europe, what made you want to come to the far west coast of Canada?
My life is connected with intuition. My intuition, for example, led me to go to Canada and to avoid war, for example. Or my intuition led me to come to Victoria and not, for example, to Toronto or Vancouver or so on. And I was here in Victoria before I came here for 2 weeks to visit my friend. But for example, my wife and kids, nobody was ever in Victoria, and we came to live here actually. So yeah, it's pretty funny, you know. But I think that one needs to adapt everywhere, and it's quite easy to adapt in Victoria, of course, because it's lovely. It's a lovely town. It's a lovely city. For example, I cannot imagine to shoot my short movie in Toronto or in Vancouver, because of course I would be interested in different script, because you are influenced by the setting, environment where you live. And I would not find a great independent film community there, because it's a big city and, you know, it's more anonymous and it's not so friendly and connected. So it was the best thing that my intuition did, that it led me to came to Victoria.
Scene 3.
Dark topics, say with kids in school with untreated trauma, being able to dive into the psyche of that. How do you go about doing that when it is a narrative?
I am a very emotional and sensitive person, and I have to feel it emotionally at first. So when I'm writing or reading something, a book or an article or anything, and when I have emotional connection to it, I try to study it inside of me somehow. And when it's touched me somehow, I go deeper and deeper and deeper. And when it touches your heart, you know, it's the right thing. It's like, for example, when I came to Canada and I decided, okay, I'm new here. I need to do something. I need to shoot at least a short movie. So I started to look for a script, because I can write scripts in Slovak and Czech language and maybe Polish, probably. Yeah, but not in English language, because I'm not native speaker, at least for now. So yeah, so I started to look for a new script, and I found a great website. It's called scriptrevolution.com, and you can find scripts for sale or for free from thousands of writers. And I am very patient, so I start to read a lot of scripts. I read maybe 100 scripts, and I was looking for crime or horror or thriller or something I like to shoot, I like to direct. But then I found a simple script about 3 scenes, and all of the 3 scenes were only dialogues of between 2 sisters. And it was good script, but it was not the best. Like, it was, there was no action, nothing like special about it. But all the time when I read the script, I started to cry, and I didn't know why. And it lasted me several weeks, and then I decided, okay, I want to do this, you know. So I think that the author every time has to do something what can change his life or her life, you know.
Diving into the human nature, almost like you're unlocking a little piece of a different puzzle each film that you make.
That's true. I think that you, for filmmakers or for authors who are doing personal films, the art is a kind of treatment. The process you are working on is a kind of treatment for you, because you are healing yourself all the life, and you are healing your own traumas as well. And as an artist, when you focus on the topic that is very emotional, attractive to you, it means that there is something connected with your own trauma. And that's why I'm saying always that as an artist, you have to do only things that can change your life, you know, because as an artist, you are creating yourself. That's the most important message.
Thank you for sharing so much with us, Lukáš.
Thank you for having me, and see you again.
Tail Slate.
And that's a wrap. Host Joyce Klein should be back next time for another episode of Push In, the Cinevic Podcast.